I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Rotators, it is me, Jasper William Cartwright, and I just want to say something which I know I've said a lot recently, but I really, really mean it, and that is a huge resounding thank you, because we are actually having our best month ever, both on the Patreon and on this public feed. We're just crushing it right now, and so much of it is down to you guys listening to the show, sharing it with your friends, leaving reviews, all of that kind of stuff. All of it goes such a long way to help us do the show, help us continue to do the show. And from Zach and myself, just want to say a huge thank you for helping us make this show a success, and makes us, you know, able to continue doing it. And I hope that you are enjoying it. I have this dream that one day we're going to hit 2,500 patrons, and if we do, well, we'll have to do something really extra special, and I have already ideas about it. And if you want to find out what it is, then maybe, you know, continue doing what you're doing, help us get there, continue listening to the show and supporting us. That is the best thing you can do. Thank you so much once again from the bottom of my heart. Let's get back into Arc 6 Episode 2 Part 1.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast. I am joined, as always, so far, for the very second time, by the Rotators of the Six Arc. From right to left this time, why don't we start with our guest, Dan Lippert.
Hello, as always, so far.
It's a thing I mistakenly said the first arc that I have said every single time since.
I like it.
Dan, how you feeling?
Feeling good. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling full.
Full,
I'm
yes.
Feeling fed. Look, not stuffed though.
Behind
I'll say
the
that.
Scenes, we had lunch between last app and this app.
Sometimes a burger lunch will stuff me. Yeah. I feel full. I don't feel stuffed.
Okay, there's a distinction there. Stuffed is too much. Full is maybe just right.
I think so. I feel like the little bear.
Oh, the little bear.
Dan's big bummers. Well, moving right along, Grant O'Brien, how are you?
I'm feeling good. If we're drawing back the curtain a little bit, I wonder if it's strange for the audience to realize that the episode they heard we did in the same day, but their lives have progressed weeks
wow.
Weeks yeah. Now
they've aged considerably. Wow.
I'm wondering if people are still saying Happy New Year as they're listening to this episode.
That's a good question.
Or if they're saying, "Oh, my check, I wrote 2021."
Right.
You know,
right.
And everyone's still going, writing. I can't believe seeing writing 2022 is crazy.
A lot of probably a lot of specials like over a year since the interaction.
yeah, that's right.
Oh my God, Zach, you're right.
Tell us about the over the years since it's
and you were there storming the Capitol.
Well,
right, Zach?
I got in there because you know we gotta protect our patriotism.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, yeah.
If I were there, and I of course wouldn't have been
God.
There, but if I were there, I get how someone could just be like, "Well, if we're all going in, I've got to go inside."
Yeah. The Capitol's open now.
I mean, I don't know. They're all in there. I'm going to do it.
I think generally I would. The thing I can't. I mean, what's the point of this conversation that I'm getting into? But the thing I can't get over is if you look around at your group and you see Confederate flags and Nazi flags, even if you thought you agreed, is there not a moment of pause of like, Maybe I'm not going in with an oxyphoric guys.
I can tell you right now, from that world, I lived many years in conservative Christianity. Yeah. And like, when you see like a Nazi or Confederate flag, you're kind of like, those are the outliers.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, they're taking it a little too far. Really. I'm praying for them, but I'm here for the right reasons. Yeah. So I feel like there were some normal ass people. I mean, not normal, but you know, they weren't all
there are people
crazy.
Who skew normal and conversational.
Yes.
Yes. Who would be
I'm personally a big look around you person.
Yeah.
Where it's like, even if I'm at a hang and I'm like, hang on a second. People I want to be associated with.
I'm at a fucking river cleanup with my side and you're doing what? You're wiping your ass on Nancy Pelosi's phone receiver? Like, look around, honey. Yeah.
There was, you know, I'm from Alabama and I knew several people that were just like had Confederate flag-esque stuff. And it was always like, they were pretty, I felt pretty detached from the meaning in terms of just like me not flinching at it in the way that I would flinch at a Nazi flag at the time. And then with the perspective of being away from that, I'm like, oh yeah, that's really what that meant.
Yeah, totally.
What's a fucked up pair of board shorts that person had?
Oh my God.
Yeah, cool bathing suit.
Oh my God. Oh, that's real.
Well,
that's real.
I guess I can't think of a better intro to Allie Beardsley.
Right, we're still doing intros.
You know me, you know my thoughts and my politics.
I think cool bathing suit's a good intro for you.
Yeah, exactly. Cool Confederate flag board shorts is a great intro to what I'm wearing. A little peek behind the curtain, everybody.
Allie's wearing just one huge pair of board shorts.
They tie up at my neck.
Well, guys, this is the second episode of the arc, and why don't we get started with a little recap? Well, last time on the Rotating Heroes podcast, Nance just gotten back into town from her adventure across the Sapphire Lakes and had little time to rest before getting started on a chilly night. Upon arriving at home, she met her roommates and their old friend, a prospective dachshund owner and regional theater teacher slash paladin, John Daffodil. The two, I don't want to say got along swimmingly, but still agreed to both help each other get some chili recipes together to have just a great night of chili. They made their way to the nearby bodega to grab some ingredients, but upon arriving, realized that there's a bit of a supply shortage going on in Solemnport. Certain roads to Aberdeen and then also across the Sapphire Lakes where Nance had just come from have lost their ability to transport goods in an easy manner, and we just describing a supply shortage. You know, and they didn't have supplies.
The ships are in the harbor affecting our air quality.
Yeah, and it's smog filled city.
Keens used to say.
Falling short at the bodega, they were given the advice to check out the more bougie farmer's market in sort of the heart of Solemnport, near where these sort of rich upper crust people in the town lived. Along the way, they saw a bit of a commotion and realized there was a celebrity sighting. Sago Glegg, a.k.a. Dan Lippert's character, a lion-in multi-hyphenate, one part of which was a restaurant reviewer, was being flanked by adoring fans, all seeking autographs in just a bit of his time. This was nice for John Daffodil to see, as he was his old student, and the three began to hang out. And upon arriving at the farmer's market, they discovered that some creepy jester-dressed people had attacked...
Stormed the Capitol, had made
their way into the farmer's market and were stealing food slash destroying vendors' stalls. And upon this, the crew began to battle it out with these creeps. After defeating the jesters, they chased after the final jester, heading down the street and finally losing him at the beginning of Bunker Street, the sort of Bourbon Street-esque row of bars in downtown Solemnport. And that is where we are today.
Great cliffhanger.
So, as you guys approach Bunker Street, you follow where this horse and buggy had stopped. The horse is okay. The food in the back is all kind of just disgusting piles of slop at this point. Like they took no care with it, and it doesn't really feel like it's really that salvageable, unfortunately. But yeah, looking out into the street, there is a bit of a trail of cabbage and bananas into the crowd.
Yum. Can I investigate the truck, look for any clues or like a brochure, anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Investigation plus zero. Great. 14.
14. You did discover the silk attire that this person was wearing that they seem to have taken off and gone into the crowd.
Whoa.
So
I take it into my bag. Okay. Put it in the tote with cream.
It's very soft. It's, you know, you could make another tote out of this.
I put the hat on cream. I take a photo and then I take it off her because she hates it.
It feels possibly racist.
Oh, no.
Just in the way that like old like Mardi Gras stuff is like, what's going on?
Like, okay, where are influences here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Cream knows that and I don't.
Cream eats the... but yeah, you're looking around and you see like a bunch of tourists who are none the wiser to what has just happened. People have open containers and milling about pretty drunk. You see that the trail eventually kind of goes cold in the middle of the street as you look around at all these different bars. You see, just to throw some out there, you see, you know, there's a bunch of famous bars around here. You have Hurricane O'Clock, it's Beer O'Clock somewhere, Lord Dugan's, which you remember from the second arc. That was Jesse Dugan's, that piece of shit's bar.
Wow.
Fucking Danny's. and Ship Show, the sort of ship-themed bar.
Oh, shoot.
Nance, make a perception check.
Okay. 12.
You turn just in time to see this sort of sloppy-looking drunk woman sprinting at you and decks you with a hug. And you realize you have been hugged by Bexy.
Oh my god. Bexy, my girl.
It's your girl, Bexy. are y'all hanging out?
Oh my gosh. Happy bunny amazing.
She turns around and she's like, yeah, I got the tattoo on my butt that says old soul adapted, and it shows you her butt and it says truly an old soul.
And it truly was an old soul.
You know.
You are an old soul, Bexy.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. How have you been? Are you working? What are you here for?
No. Not really working right now. I'm just sort of taking the week off. I'm Bexy.
So sorry. Where are my manners? This is Bexy. We met.
We used to
on
work
a ship
together. We had each other's backs.
Yeah, we really had each other's backs. We were kind of like gal pals.
Bexy, I know all about a week off. Lovely to meet you. John Daffodil, general man of the theater.
Oh my god, what do you mean by like a week off?
Well, once in a while, one has to wait for an opportunity to present itself. You're not in between jobs. You're enjoying the moment.
He's saying he doesn't work a lot.
I'm saying I work on a great many things.
Not for money, though. Sego Gleg, pleasure to meet a beautiful friend of my friend.
She's like, man, looking at both of you. I don't know. There's something interesting here to Bexy. Pleasure to meet you.
And likewise. I hate to be rude, but we were just moments ago.
And sorry, what's your name? And that other guy. Still there.
Carl.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
What are you guys up to?
Oh, Carl. I must extend a brief bit of gratitude for trying to help us in that battle back.
His nose is pretty broken. Ah, yeah. Of course.
We should get you to a doctor, huh?
Yeah. You guys want to take me?
Well, we're actually looking for...
I think there's one not too far. Maybe you help yourself on the way.
Carl just sort of stared.
Yeah, kind of help yourself to the doctor.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, I have several tattoos that I'm very proud of.
Like what?
Maybe you show me yours, I'll show you mine. I love it.
She showed everybody her butt tattoo.
Wow, and it's a tattoo of another butt on your butt.
Yeah, and that one says teeny tiny old soul on it.
I don't know which one to smell.
What? What? I physically put myself between John Daffodil and Bexy.
Horrifying man. A horrifying man. Bexy calls the cops.
We cannot gloss over that. Here's my other tattoo. Wow, I don't know which one to smell.
I'm sorry.
Well, Bexy, which one would you smell?
I don't know that I want you anywhere near
Once again, I move in between. My body moves in between them.
He's not as silver-tongued as he used to be, but this man used to be able to compliment and weave a yarn to any beautiful woman or man about town. If I may show you one of mine, it's a tattoo of my own face on my bicep there.
Wow.
And
wow.
Your tongue is hanging out?
Yes, yeah, and underneath it says hubba hubba. Oh. It's me kind of seeing a beautiful lady like yourself. Look, if you look at it like this, it's like hubba hubba to you.
It looks just like me.
I taught him everything he knows.
Wow. I don't want to hear your voice ever again.
I hate to be rude, as I was saying earlier, but we are in the midst of trying to chase down a suspicious
Bexy
man. Have you seen anyone running through here that looked unusual or in a rush?
I mean, everybody's a bit unusual in Tallinport. Keep it weird, you know?
Yeah, keep it weird.
There's an interesting flavor to the city that is sort of unique to this place.
Bexy, you know how we fought a lot of evil when we were on that boat?
And we had
I think we're meeting it again. You know, have you met anyone who has kind of tried to tell you about something called the Big Feast?
The Big Feast. I don't know of anything called that. The Great. I haven't heard. To be honest, I haven't heard of any specific feasts. Mm. But you know, people around these parts are kind of in the know with sort of the underbelly of the city.
That's what we want.
You could probably.
Where were you just drinking?
I was just drinking at fucking Danny's.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, sounds like a real seedy underground place.
Yeah, fucking Danny's, you look at it, there is a big picture of Shasta on the window. It says 86. it's like pretty chill. The name feels pretty hardcore. I'd be pretty hard to get kicked out of there, to be honest.
Interesting. It's happened to people before.
Do I know Shasta?
Shasta was her roommate.
Yeah.
And
my old friend who gets kicked out of bars.
You're a very good friend.
Outside of that, I don't know. I feel like Lord Dugan's has sort of changed ownership recently. But I do think that the ship show is probably one of your best bets. It's sort of, it's kind of got a gross fraternity vibe, you know? Mm, like there's like this, like this back area where these like, you know, like, men who feel like they're powerful hang out and they like dress like pirates. It's they're not actual pirates, if you know what I mean. It's sort of like a cosplay situation.
Does that make you furious? Should we go ship shape?
I'd love to buy your friend a drink at the ship show. We'll get a little bit of the Sago Glegg experience. Next. Usually free drinks, free apps.
Okay.
I'm reluctant to suggest to such a thing, on manner of constitution. But there's murder afoot. So do we dare go in character to avoid being discovered at this fraternity bar?
I mean, if you want to go into character, even though you hate cosplay, I think that there is
people are being killed. We have to. We're taking our lives into our hands.
There's like a around the corner. There's one of those, you know, touristy kind of T-shirt novelty shop. You can get some masks and things like that there.
I've got a disguise kit, but I always love to see the local flavor of disguise.
Yeah, great. I'm gonna wear one of those shirts that's kind of like. I'm with stupid or like, you know, like perfect. Really bro-y, dumb boy shirt.
Not to be rude, but I think we're probably trying to disguise our faces.
No, that's all I'm doing.
So in sort of an oversized T-shirt.
It's a really big T-shirt that says I'm with stupid and I'm ready to go.
I think John pulls out a little makeup kit and gives himself a black eye.
Oh, wow. Honestly, you look hot.
Wow, it's like adds a depth to your character.
Yeah.
What did John get hit? Because he got hurt during battle, right?
What do you think?
Getting up there, I think his knees aren't what they used to be. I think he probably just got a little, you know, a little English put on the old ACL there.
Yeah, they have some ace bandages here that you can tape up your knee.
Well, I'd like to speak to the shopkeep and just see what we have here. Otherwise, some of the disguises around.
There's a guy who's working there. He's like, disguises? I don't know.
This guy says I'm looking for a costume.
Wait, no, it's not a costume. These are these people's real clothes, dog.
My costume.
I cause a tomb.
This guy says I cause a tomb if I can't find a regular outfit to wear around.
A real sphinx over
sorry,
here.
We don't want a tomb here. look, we got these shirts.
You.
Sego, incredible.
Thank you. I learned from the best.
Well, there's he has a lot of novelty shirts, like the, female body inspector.
Oh, well,
you know, just
horrible. That one. God damn
there's
it.
Like the like.
Ooh, I'll take one that says "Make 7" and on the back says "Up yours."
Great. Now, this is an adult medium, so it's sort of a gown.
Like a gown. You know, I belt it.
I was just gonna say you belt it. I was just gonna say.
I reach into my bag. I have a hat that matches
so strong.
The green.
Thank you. For listeners, Beardsley touched Grant's
shoulder. Someone's been using the crunch.
Grant's shoulder and it was so buff. Is that real?
I've been going for a little while. I've really been. First
crazy.
Of all, thank you. Anyway, back to the show. I hate cosplay. What were you saying?
There are also these rubber masks. Like they do have this more of the Mardi Gras style ones. But then there's more Halloween-esque masks that are almost an Elmer Fudd rubber head.
Oh, look, there's one of Nancy Reagan.
No, there's
former First Lady Nancy Reagan.
Never heard of her.
Nance, what do you think?
No, I like it.
well, let me... Oh, they do have a Sago Gleg mask here.
Let's all wear one.
Three Sago Gleg.
Four for Mexi.
Mexi's like, they have a mask of your face? Who are you?
Oh, Sago Gleg. I'm the host of Taverns.
Taverns, Spits, and...
Dives.
Dives?
I'm the host of Tavern Spits and Dives. I'm the host of Tavern Spits and Dives. I go town to town trying the most authentic local fried crap. And reviewing it for everyone.
Oh, wow. She's very impressed. And the guy's like, so you want to mask yourself in the three or more?
Please.
Four Sago Gleg masks.
He gets a big pull down, starts taking them down.
And I pull out a drawn portrait of myself, and I sign it, and I say, and maybe a bit of a deal if you want to hang this up and frame
make
it.
Make a persuasion check.
Oh, natural 20.
He's like,
Natural 20.
He's like, that's on the house. And hands you all the mask. He puts it up. He puts it up on the wall right next to him. He's like, my kids are never going to believe Sago Gleg came in and bought a mask of himself. And then three more.
Keep eating, baby.
I will.
All right, now if we have these masks, we have to go as Sago Gleg.
So there's four Sago Glegs, and one is wearing a shirt that says, I'm with Stupid.
And one's in a dress version.
Let's get ourselves into the bar.
Yeah, you look over, and John Daffodil's really working himself into
a Sago vibe.
There's tears streaming down his face.
Going out of the horrible little plastic mask.
I turn around and see Carl trying to haggle for a Sago Gleg mask.
I guess he could have gotten 5 for free out of the way. How much are they? There's 60 gold or something. Chris is looking through his pockets like...
Oh, no. I double back and I buy one.
Carl can't believe it. He is now just sort of hovering near you.
I made a terrible mistake.
Sago Gleg, huh?
5 Sago Glegs. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. Okay, guys, shall we?
Yeah.
The five of you in a line of Sago Glegs.
Let's march, go for it.
March out of here. Out of this novelty stop back to Bumper Street.
So the idea, I mean, we didn't discuss this enough. The idea is these masks are supposed to look real to everybody. And we're trying to pull off that the masks are real. Because when you talk, the lips don't move.
I think
your mask is your whole body.
When one is on stage, one feels whatever character they're playing, and that is why the audience will believe it.
So you guys go to Ship Show.
We go to Ship Show. We're all wearing masks.
There's a bouncer up front, and he's like, yeah, can I see some ID?
Don't you know who I am? I'm Sago Glegg. Hey,
I'm Sago Glegg.
Keep eating. And I'm gonna roll a persuasion check.
Yep, me too.
I roll a 10.
I'm fucking crying.
I rolled a 6.
Now, would anyone have advantage by the assumption that they are Sago Glegg, who is normally a persuasive person?
Maybe you roll a check to see if you can give them the help action.
Okay, cool.
You have to do this with disadvantage. But your persuasion's still really good. So
it's a persuasion check or just a standard roll?
Persuasion.
Okay, so the first one was 16 plus 9, 25, or 21.
Okay, nice. On that, you guys can roll one more time just to see.
16.
5.
I mean, you are just a mask that's walking on the ground with little feet poking
with a little
out from 7 under
act
it.
T-shirt coming out of them.
I wonder where there's a bratwurst I can taste.
You have to. This guy, this bouncer with like, you know, just like all muscle, like no neck kind of guy, was like, you have to take off that mask.
Mask? What mask?
He's kind of
the worst person of all of us to have to tell that they can't be in character anymore.
So,
you won't break.
You guys can come in. You have to stay out.
Oh, this is how you treat Sago Glegg.
My good man, what's your name?
Hi, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, you a fan of the show?
Look, I'm not supposed to play favorites here, but, you know, I love the show.
Boy, Jeffrey, how about this?
Are you the real Sago Glegg?
I'm the real Sago Glegg.
Oh,
here.
It's like... It's
yeah, it's like
it's
what?
Like Walter White's mask.
At Comic-Con?
Yeah, in Comic-Con. At an MLR Comic-Con.
But this has got to be our little secret. We're doing, you know, me and my buds are just trying to have kind of a fun little anonymous day.
Is it for the show?
Yeah, we're doing a segment. We're doing a segment for the show.
I'm the real Sago Glegg.
He looks up and it's like walking masks, like... Okay.
I'll autograph something for you, or if you want, we can split one of the famous shrimp sandwiches on the street together. You could split a sandwich with Sago Glegg.
And you get a shrimp
sandwich. They don't sell any in here, huh?
You know, I think we'd have to go. You know what? Let's come inside. Okay. I'll get someone to bring him in. Roll one more persuasion. The real Sago Glegg.
21 again.
He's like, all right, for you, I'll do this. And opens the little rope and lets you guys all in. There's kind of a line that you guys skipped. Some people are like, what the fuck? You know, like there's some arm motions. The three of you, Bexy looks at you and is like, wow. And Carl follows you, Nance, right behind you.
Excellent.
And now you are all in the Ship Show. Inside the Ship Show it's obviously this sort of nautical themed bar, but it's very much like the deck of a ship. The main bar / dance floor area is like the deck itself. But you notice that in the back, there's this like VIP area that is called the captain's quarters. Everyone here is basically dressed in sort of this pirate themed attire. Very costume versus real pirates, because this world does have real pirates. You look at the people in the back, and it does feel like this sort of old boys club. There's like all these like, you know, 50-something-year-old, 60-year, you know, like older guys over there partying. They all have you notice these epaulettes. There's a security sort of checkpoint going into this VIP area where you see a guy get rejected because he does not have the epaulettes, and another guy being let in because he has them. Bexy chimes up and is like, only like really cool and powerful people get to be back there. So I don't know. If you have those like epaulettes, I guess you can go back there.
Can I do a scan and see if we see like someone? I guess we don't really know what they look like. They were in a costume.
Well, I've made my way into a VIP lounge or two just by being who I am. Maybe I bring them some drinks and see what happens.
Okay.
So for us, does it make the most sense that all five of us
trying
to go into Soggle Clegg?
I think that makes perfect sense.
You know what, Daffodil? How about you and I come over here and talk about our favorite song from Chorus Line?
What I Did for Love.
Oh, great. Okay. Go.
Thank you.
Kiss today, goodbye.
Walking away from them. Is anyone hanging out with Bexy?
Yeah. I think we're with Bexy and we're probably also with Carl.
Yeah, Carl's there.
Great.
Hanging out.
What do you do for work, Carl?
I make yarn.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
But I can't forget what I did for
you. Try to like make like extremely desperate eye contact with it.
There is also loud music playing here.
Hurry.
Going into the captain's quarters, there's this little extra line back there. Sago, you walk up. As you get to that area, you look up. As this line progresses, you feel a tap on your shoulder, and you turn around to see Fiona Greenwater. She's standing right behind you, suddenly there. Her hippo form. this is the person that you thought you saw earlier last episode. She looks at you and she's like, what are you doing here? Sago, it's so good to see you.
Fiona. Greeting. Shit. Hi. Hello. Wow, you look great.
Thank you. Why are you wearing a rubber mask of your face?
I was trying to be anonymous, and it immediately seems to not have worked.
Well, I feel like I would know you if I saw you.
And I you. Well, maybe I can get you a drink.
Oh, actually, I'll be getting her drinks. And you see this little human man come up and kiss her on the cheek. He's bald with a chin strap red beard. This is a man who is also known for reviewing food. You hear someone behind you in line go, whoa, Sago Glegg and Nathan Nosher are here? He looks at you and he's like, Sago, how's it? How's the world treating you?
Nosher, good. Real good. Yeah, everything's great, actually. Yeah. Everything's great. Show's going really well. And, you know, meeting something crazy every night and whatever, you know, whatever. Books selling off the, flying off the shelves. And yeah.
You know, you look good in that mask. I'm afraid it won't do you any good if you're trying to get in the captain's quarters. And he points to the epaulettes on his own shoulders.
Oh, Nosher. So explain how
Oh, there it is. Someone brings over a plate to him, and it is sort of this like round of intestines that look like spaghetti. And he goes and he sucks it up and he's like, you'll never eat nastier food than I will, Sago. They know Nathan Nosher will eat the nastiest food there is.
Sago Glegg will eat the nastiest food. Sago Glegg ate toilet.
Sorry, Sago Glegg ate toilet?
Sago Glegg ate toilet. Okay, I am the nasty man. You are nothing.
No, I am the nasty man.
You're nothing but a sheer derivative. I remember when you were trying to be a fancy food eater. You were trying to eat at all the 5-star taverns. And then you saw my success. And then suddenly you became the nasty food eater, didn't you, Nosher?
Well, I would argue that rich foods and poor people foods are one and the same, and that the nastier it is, the more decadent it is.
Yeah, you eat the expensive.
I eat toilet.
I eat toilet!
Fiona gets in the middle like, enough!
Even just Fiona's hand on my chest pushing me away makes my heart
flutter.
Just
sort of this like hippo hoof hitting you in the chest.
Sorry.
Listen.
Sorry, Fiona. Out of respect for you, Nathan, let's bury the hatchet.
Nathan shakes your hand and pulls you in and goes,
I eat toilet.
I try to like really squeeze his hand hard on the handshake.
Make an opposed athletics check.
11.
You guys are actually squeezing yourself equally hard. Wow. Both rolls and all. Roll one more time to see it.
5.
He's squeezing this. He's like grinding that bottom bone in your hand.
I told you.
Nathan Nosher, he lets go of your hand. He nods to the bouncer back here and walks in. He's like, make sure everyone has their epaulets, though.
Fucker.
This motherfucker.
He winks at you and sucks up the rest of his like intestines that he ate.
Fiona, what do you want? What do you see in a guy like him?
Gosh, he really likes me and treats me well. Yeah, I guess he's a little rough around the edges. Talks about eating toilet a lot. But I don't know. I think...
I blew it with you, Fiona. I was young. I was stupid. Saga, all don't the whoring do that. Around. eating disgusting foods. blowing up. The toilet when I got home. That's no way to be around a beautiful, beautiful creature such as yourself. I think about you every day.
Well, I would be lying if I didn't say I think about you, but I think that, speaking of ships, that ship has sailed. And don't...
So I'm so glad I'm wearing my mask so she can't see me crying.
Sorry, there's pretty loud music and someone's singing show tune somewhere, but I think I can hear a little rumble of something.
I must be hungry. I must be hungry.
All right, well, I'll let you go get your food. It was good to see you.
And you.
I hope you take care of yourself.
I eat toilet.
What? What does that mean? You guys keep saying that, and I don't know what that means. Whatever. I'm going to go into... you see Nathan, like, at the doorway, like, babe, come on. You know, like, doing, like, motioning her on. And she goes in.
I go straight to the bar. I, like, go through my group of four people wearing my mask. And I order, like, three...
Which is why I hope I get it as my 7th favorite song.
3 stiff ones. Strongest thing you got.
For Sago Glegg... Coming right up, a guy dressed like a sailor starts making some whiskey drinks.
And 4 flaming shots for my friends back there.
Ooh.
For which guy? Behind you? Oh, so 3 for you, 4 for them.
Well, yeah, the 3 are for me.
Do you want yours on fire?
Yes.
Okay.
The firer, the better.
Yeah, you see Sago coming back head full of steam, like a kind of a difficult energy coming in trying to get some drinks.
Did you get some epaulets?
We got to get out of here. There's nothing here.
What?
There's nothing here for us. Let's go.
No, I'm pretty sure all signs have pointed us here. What are you talking about?
Fucking Danny's seemed like where everything... I think I saw some lettuce in fucking Danny's. I think so. Someone trailed some lettuce into there.
I hate to contradict my old student, but I seem to see some of the, you know, the city bigwigs up there in the epaulette bar. Maybe
they're nobodies. Who's wearing whose mask?
I grab Sago by the collar and go, listen, motherfucker, I'm gonna make a chili tonight. All right? I just got back from a long trip, and all I want to do is make my cowboy pie, and you said you were gonna eat it, and then you said you were gonna make me famous and get me money.
For anyone else at this bar, they see Zago Glagdug face to face with his 6'3" tall woman with a mask of him shaking him down.
Now, can I get a buck? And I put my hand out.
Oh.
I lean over to someone. Wow, I wouldn't want to be Sago Glegg.
Are you Sago Glegg?
Why, yes, yes, I am.
Oh my god. Finally.
Oh, god.
Finally, a spot on impression.
The bartender comes back with three and then one shot each for everyone. You take those shots. Again, you have re-upped your drunk condition. roll great. A d4 one more time.
Ooh, we both got fours.
So you, on fours, you get a advantage on charisma ability checks.
Yes!
You still have a disadvantage on wisdom and dexterity saving throws and disadvantage on intelligence and wisdom ability checks. Bex comes up and she's like, wow, are you guys like, okay? Like, it seems like a lot.
Okay, I need to get myself together. Once I see Bex, I'm kind of like, right, I do this for the children and I'm a role model, so I'm...
Madam, I'm more than okay. And I roll a charisma.
Oh my god!
With advantage! Four.
She goes, she looks at you, she's like, I'm never going to talk to you again.
Sago, I'm sorry, I got scared, you know, and I grabbed you like that. Okay. It seemed like something went down with that beautiful woman.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe I flew off the handle too quickly. I should be standing on your left side because you really are with stupid right now.
No. Me. And no, I make sure that it's pointing to Carl. I go, no, Carl.
Is just there.
At some point, he got a shirt that just said, I am stupid.
Just so that at least then he would belong.
Just with your face.
Sago, I understand. Letting the right one get away. Okay, I understand problems with women. So let's just go and get our chili ingredients and have a beautiful night of local cuisine.
Thank you so much for listening to the Rotating Heroes podcast. I hope that you are enjoying Arc 6 with Zach Oyama as your DM, Ali Beardsley, Dan Lippert, and Grant O'Brien. If you're enjoying the show, please take a second to leave us a review. It really helps new rotators find the show. And of course, if you are in desperate need of more Rotating Heroes content, if you want to hear more of these incredible hijinks, if you want to hear the latest episodes, if you want to get the Arc Box where we talk about the episodes, then there is only one place to be, and that is the Rotating Heroes Patreon, which you can find a link to in the description on the show notes below. But until then, we shall see you next week, Rotatoes.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.